I'm Henry Epp with VPR News. The state agency that represents the public in utility issues has decided to release records that may shed light on allegations it failed to aggressively press Green Mountain Power in a recent rate case. Brian Wynn, the former director of finance and economics at the Department of Public Service, says the records will back up his claims about the state's handling of the case. The department said last week the records were confidential and covered by attorney-client privilege. It now says it will waive that privilege and release them to maintain the public's confidence in the process. The documents are expected to be released tomorrow. Senator Patrick Leahy is urging Senate leaders to hold a vote on bipartisan legislation that eliminates some of the tough-on-crime sentencing laws enacted in the last 20 years. A key target of Leahy's bill is a practice known as three strikes, you're out, which called for mandatory sentences for people convicted of three felonies. Leahy says the law has been unfairly applied to people who've been convicted of drug-related crimes.
If you put a one-size-fits-all, the mandatory minimums, it makes no sense. I mean, you could have people be sent to prison for life because they've had a couple petty theft convictions, and they get another one.
The bill has been approved by the Senate Judiciary Committee, but several law enforcement groups oppose it. Local cable access TV stations around the country, including in Vermont, are concerned a proposed federal rule could put them out of business. The rule would reduce the amount of money that major cable companies are required to give to public access channels. Kevin Christopher is president of Vermont Access Network, an organization representing the state's 25 cable access TV stations. He says this change in funding could devastate local programming.
We're the ones out there covering the select board meetings, the city council meetings, school boards. We're doing gavel to gavel, unedited coverage of that. And that would certainly go away very quickly because it's expensive to produce and takes a lot of time and resources.
Christopher says he expects a final ruling from the Federal Communications Commission to come in mid to late 2019. Environmental advocates are pushing for Bennington to ban plastic shopping bags. The Bennington Banner reports the Climate Advocates of Bennington will formally propose a ban before the town select board on December 10th. The group has not decided on the details of the ban, but members of the group say they want to model it on the ordinance that went into effect in Brattleboro in July of this year. The Eye on the Sky forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered snow showers north, a few flurries through the southern mountains, lows in the 20s. Tomorrow, a few flurries north, clouds giving way to sun, highs in the teens to near 30. For VPR News, I'm Henry Epp.